وَإِذْ غَدَوْتَ مِنْ أَهْلِكَ تُبَوِّئُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ مَقَاعِدَ لِلْقِتَالِ وَاللَّهُ سَمِيعٌ عَلِيمٌ.
O Messenger, remind the Muslims of the occasion when you went forth from your home at early dawn to the battlefield of Uhud and placed the believers in battle arrays. Allah is all-hearing, all-knowing.
إِذْ هَمَّ الطَّائِفَتَانِ مِنْكُمْ أَنْ تَفْشَلَا وَاللَّهُ وَلِيُّهُمَا وَعَلَى اللَّهِ فَلْيَتَوَكَّلِ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ.
And recall, when two groups from among you were inclined to flag, although Allah was their protector, it is in Allah that the believers should put their trust.
وَلَقَدْ نَصَرَكُمُ اللَّهُ بِبَدْرٍ وَأَنْتُمْ أَذِلَّهُ فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ.
For sure, Allah helped you at Badr when you were utterly weak. Beware then of Allah. Perhaps you will be thankful.
إِذْ تَقُولُ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ أَلَنْ يَكْفِيَكُمْ أَنْ يُمِدَّكُمْ رَبُّكُمْ بِثَلَاثَةِ آلَافٍ مِّنَ الْمَلَائِكَةِ مُنْزَلِينَ.
And recall, when you said to the believers, will it not suffice you that your Lord will aid you by sending down 3,000 angels?
بَلَى إِن تَصْبِرُوا وَتَتَّقُوا وَيَأْتُوكُمْ مِنْ فَوْرِهِمْ هَذَا يُمْدِدْكُمْ رَبُّكُمْ بِخَمْسَةِ آلَافٍ مِّنَ الْمَلَائِكَةِ مُسَوِّمِينَ.
If you are steadfast and mindful of God, even though the enemy should suddenly fall upon you, your Lord will help you with 5,000 marked angels.
وَمَا جَعَلَهُ اللَّهُ إِلَّا بُشْرَى لَكُمْ وَلِتَطْمَئِنَّ قُلُوبُكُمْ بِهِ وَمَا النَّصْرُ إِلَّا مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ الْعَزِيزِ الْحَكِيمِ.
Allah has reminded you of this only as a glad tiding to you and to let your hearts be at rest. Help can only come from Allah, the Almighty, the All-Wise.
لِيَقْطَعَ طَرَفًا مِّنَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا أَوْ يَكْبِتَهُمْ فَيَنْقَلِبُوا خَائِبِينَ.
Allah provided this aid to you in order that He may cut asunder a part of those who disbelieved or frustrate them, so that they retreat in utter disappointment.
لَيْسَ لَكَ مِنَ الْأَمْرِ شَيْءٌ أَوْ يَتُوبَ عَلَيْهِمْ أَوْ يُعَذِّبَهُمْ فَإِنَّهُمْ ظَالِمُونَ.
O Messenger, you have no part of the authority to decide whether He will accept their repentance or chastise them, for they surely are wrongdoers.
وَلِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ يَغْفِرُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ وَيُعَذِّبُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ وَاللَّهُ غَفُورٌ رَّحِيمٌ.
Whatever is in the heavens and the earth belongs to Allah. He forgives whom He wills and chastises whom He wills. Allah is indeed all-forgiving, most compassionate. Allah is indeed all-forgiving, most compassionate. When the Prophet was injured in the Battle of Uhud, he uttered words of imprecation against the unbelievers. How can a people that injures its own Prophet attain salvation? These verses are in response to that utterance.